It's a good opening ACC win. It's a young but talented NC State team, and thought we got off to a little bit of a slow start, but then we got it together and got two really nice goals in a short period of time, and I thought the team settled down and played very well the last 25 minutes of the first half. Second half, I thought we came out pretty strong as well and got the third goal, and maybe took a few players out. We really relaxed and didn't manage the game well. And to NC State's credit, they kept fighting, and they picked off one of our back passes and, you know, give them a little bit of hope and life. But I think that's a very good NC State team. I think they're going to get better throughout the year, and this will be a good ACC win.
It seemed almost like business as usual. Your offense thriving right now. Connectedness, three goals against, again, an NC State team that's pretty good. What do you see out of your team?
Well, it was encouraging to see Jason and Casey's relationship get better, and I thought they were both very dangerous today. I'd met with them both individually yesterday and the day before, and really talked to them a little bit about refining parts of their game, and they got the message, and I thought they were dangerous all game.
Yeah, I mean, you had a pretty strong defensive effort too, especially in the first half, limiting only one shot.
Yeah,
And then the mistake in the second half. But what did you see out of that unit?
No, overall, our team defending has been pretty good. I think there's still some individual defending that probably needs to get a little better. But overall, the commitment defensively was very good, very honest, and disappointing not to get the clean sheet. But the ACC games are tough, and we'll take the win and move on.
Yeah, you had the back-to-back goals in the first half.
Yeah.
Jason was just saying after you guys score, you want to get right back to it and try to score right off of that. What did you see from your offense in that sequence?
Well, I thought, we scored the goal and they came back and got after it right away.
Yeah.
That was encouraging to see. But, I thought Pat Mullins came in and again, for minutes played, he might be the leading goal scorer per minutes played. he's been a great spark for us. So
yeah.
I thought Patrick once again did a great job for us.
Well, the moment you put him in, he had the header for the assist.
I know sometimes you look good as a coach and sometimes you don't.
I was just going to ask the guys that were starting, Helga Leaping and London Woodbury, just talk about how they did.
Yeah, not that they both did well. You know, London's played every game, in reserve duty and done a great job. And Alex played a new position today. So I thought that was good. Helge is a strong player. And, I thought he's been a very good complement for us in the midfield. So I mean, we've been getting good contributions from all of the players who've been put in situations, whether in new starting positions or coming off in a reserve role. So I feel good about the depth of the team, and I think you're seeing a show.
Why'd you keep Helge at center midfield and when Billy came back and decided to bring Crew off the bench?
Well, he's played there for his last couple of games and done a good job. You know, he's strong. He gives Matt Castle a little more freedom in the midfield. And, they have some similarities, and they're both strong, very good passers. And the two of them, I think, if they develop that relationship stronger, can be a big source of strength for our team.
Okay. And Greg Young... What's Greg Young's status right now?
He's recovering and he's getting close.
Is a leg injury or?
We don't go into details. Okay. He's just he's got a low knock.
Okay.
You mentioned Pat and his impact before. What's been the difference with him the last couple of days?
Yeah, well, he was a little bit injured and missed the first weekend, so he's just kind of getting his fitness up and getting his rhythm and timing. Yeah.
Great. Okay. All right.